Keegan McCarthy owns Coastal Alaska Adventures, a business that guides visitors on yacht-based hunts. He's also developing a new program that will help kids learn the subsistence values he grew up with. A big part of that revolves around Sitka black-tailed deer.
That's what my family subsisted on. Growing up in Juneau, all we ate was Sitka black-tailed deer. And still to this day, that's what my family eats. So sharing that message and the importance of that resource, you know, with the young hunters.
McCarthy is well-connected in the guided hunting scene. In fact, he spoke on a cell phone where he's attending the Safari Club International Convention in Reno, Nevada. McCarthy is auctioning off the Alaska hunt there and online. It'll help fund his new youth program. And he tapped a famous acquaintance to come along, Donald Trump Jr.
As a hunter, I do personally believe that his morals and ethics are excellent in the hunting world.
Trump Jr. has been criticized by the Humane Society for his hunting practices. Photos of him posing next to a dead elephant in 2012 caused a stir among animal rights groups. But McCarthy stresses Trump Jr. is conservation-minded, and the deer on this hunt aren't being shot for just trophies. The meat will be served on board the yacht, taken home, or donated.
You know, like farm-to-table type concepts for the Sitka Blacktail. We stress the importance of how, you know, we eat what we harvest.
But McCarthy has another thing he wants to teach Donald Trump Jr. and his guest about a subsistence lifestyle in Southeast Alaska. He thinks it's largely dependent on protecting habitat in the Tongass National Forest. McCarthy is outspoken in his opposition to changes to the roadless rule in the Tongass, which could increase logging. The Trump administration has been pushing for that. But McCarthy says it's not a secret that he'd like to see an end to large timber sales in the national forest. He's spoken to Trump Jr. about it before, and that conversation will continue when he visits in November.
And hopefully, if anything, we can bend a sympathetic ear towards getting somebody potentially as influential as he is out there to really see what we're doing and see how important the Tongass National Forest is. So I do think this can be beneficial if done right.
As of Friday, the auction was going for around $18,000. It closes on Saturday, the final day of the Safari Club convention. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.